It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Beniga, Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we have in the studio this morning Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. And, well, Josh, good morning. We've got a guest with you on the phone line here this morning.
Yes, I do. I've got Pam Ellison with Lac La Parle County EDA. We're here to talk about the upcoming event we're having on Wednesday from noon to 4 o'clock at the multimedia room at the Lac La Parle County Annex Building, which is the west wing of the MMN Elementary. PJ, you got, we're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of food, a lot of vendors coming. Why don't you talk about who's coming from, representing the economic development portion of our event?
Sure, I'd love to, Josh. We just are wanting to make sure that we have an informational kind of job fair, but it's mainly like informational connective services opportunity for the veterans. And so on my side of things, Julie Redepending is going to be coming from the Minnesota Deed Department. She works out of the Workforce Center in Marshall, Minnesota, Wilmer, and also in Montevideo. And along with her will be coming Darcy Claven, who works for the Adult Basic Education Department out of the Montevideo School District for Adult Basic Education. And she's going to talk about some free services that they have to help people with resumes and get connected with technology, as well as any other information they need for providing good skill sets for job opportunities that might be available in the area. We also have the Private Industry Council from Southwest coming in to talk about apprenticeships that they're working on. And there are a lot of apprenticeships available, particularly in welding. We're very short of welders in the area. And that is a very good trade that has kind of not been pursued by a lot of people. So we're hoping there's going to be a lot of things there. And, of course, I'll be there with some informational packets for what we can do for you at the Lac La Parle County EDA.
Yep, and on my end, I have Bradley Thome coming from Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. He's the state Veteran Service Representative located up at the St. Cloud VA Medical Center. I also from St. Cloud VA, I also have Carrie Schweigel. She's the Outreach Coordinator at the St. Cloud VA. She sat with me at the Lac La Parle County Fair here last fall and was handing out pins to Vietnam veterans. She's always fun to have around, as well as Ron Kellen from Minnesota Department of Economic Employment and Economic Development. He's a Veterans Employment Representative. He can connect veterans with job opportunities and other veteran-related services, as well as Frank Arata from the Military Family Assistance Center, and who can help with retiree benefits as well as currently serving soldiers, whether it be National Guard, Reserve, active duty, as well as their families. And of course, I'm going to be there as well. The Disabled American Veterans Chapter 24 out of Western Minnesota, which encompasses a 5-county area, including Lac La Parle, gave me a bunch of brochures and information to hand out, as well as a large banner, so please look for that.
And free lunch.
Yes. Free lunch.
Paul Ramo will be there for lunch and broadcast.
Yes. Maynard said that Paul Ramo will join us there for free lunch and a little bit of broadcasting and a little bit of live advertising as well. So
it's going to be a good event.
I hope so. It looks like the weather's going to be decent. And after this 9 inches of snow that we received, it truly will be a cabin fever reliever.
Yes, that's for sure.
Yep. So come veterans, people interested in small business or entrepreneurs, currently serving, formerly serving members of the military. We're open to anybody. What do we say? Food, fun, facts.
And fellowship.
And fellowship and fun. Now, I know I said fun twice, but that's what we plan on having. So
twice as much fun.
Twice as much fun, Maynard says.
We're hoping it's a good time, too, for veterans to just get out after a long winter and just, you know, conversate with one another, too.
Yep.
And whenever you get a bunch of veterans together, we got great stories and a lot of great, interesting educational things to learn about our history and the history of our veterans who have served, and it's always a good time.
Yep, so we're inviting everyone to come join us. And, we hope to see as many there as possible.
And we start at noon, right, Josh?
Yep. It goes from noon till 4 o'clock. We're in the west wing of the MMN Elementary, also known as the Lac La Parole County Annex. We'll have vendors out in the hallway as well as in our multimedia room, and you know, tables for discussion, as well as if some of your vendors want to give a presentation, we have multimedia capabilities as well.
That's right, and we really thank Paul Ramel for coming. Paul, it would be great to have you there, and hope you get a chance to talk to a lot of veterans too and talk about their stories as well.
Yep. So, well, Maynard's given us the wrap it up signal, so we better.
Yeah, thanks, Maynard, for letting us be on the radio, and we just hope that this will be a great event for veterans, and we hope that if it's a success, we'll offer it yearly. So.
Yep.
Hopefully it'll be a new tradition in the Lac La Parole County Veterans Services Office and the Lac La Parole County EDA.
Yep. So it's our first annual. So.
Yep. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Peter.
All right. Well, we'll let Josh get back over in the other chair here by the microphone. We've got our veteran to salute yet here, Josh. Who do we have today?
We have Sergeant First Class Robert Lee Arskog. Robert was born November 4th, 1931 here in Madison, passed away on August 15th, 2013. Some local information. He was a former delivery boy for Werpy's Bakery here in Madison. That's an old name.
Before my time, but I hear it was a really good bakery.
We still have
it. Still have a really good bakery.
Yes, we do. He entered active duty June 21st, 1950 in Minneapolis in the United States Army and was honorably discharged on June 20th, 1953, Fort Lewis, Washington. He spent 15 months over in Korea during the Korean conflict. He was a chief clerk with Headquarters Company, 2nd Battalion, 123rd Infantry. He earned the Korea Service Medal with one Bronze Service Star, the United Nations Service Medal, the Army of Occupation Medal for Japan, and the Combat Infantryman's Badge. So thank you, Robert, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Salute to all our veterans.
Absolutely.
As always. Well, what's our topic? Is mental health today.
Yeah, the new Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Dr. David Shulkin, testified at the House Veterans Affairs Committee hearing on March 7th, and he announced his intention to expand provisions for urgent mental health care needs to former service members with other than honorable administrative discharges, or acronyms, OTH discharges, other than honorable. It's the first time a VA secretary has implemented an initiative specifically focused on expanding access to assist former OTH service members who are in mental health distress and may be at risk for suicide or other adverse behaviors. It's estimated there's more than 500,000 former service members with OTH discharges. As part of the proposal, former OTH service members would be able to seek treatment at a VA emergency department, vet center, or contact the Veterans Crisis Line. The goal is simple: save lives, the secretary says. Veterans in crisis should receive help immediately. Far too many veterans have fallen victim to suicide, roughly 20 every day. Far too many families are left behind asking themselves what more could have been done, and the time for action is now. Before finalizing the plan in the early summer, the secretary will meet with Congress, veteran service organizations, and Department of Defense officials to determine the best way forward to get these former service members care they may need. For veterans who are in crisis, there's a crisis line, which is 800-273-TALK. That's 800-273-8255, and then press 1 if you're a veteran. And, of course, you can also text 838-255 for immediate text message assistance as well. There's more information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well when it comes to veterans in crisis.
And that number is?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
And you're open for business today, even though it's snowing out. I'm sure Kenny's got everything shoveled out up there. So
it's looking beautiful in the parking lot, thanks to Kenny. 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and contact us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Well, we covered a lot of ground there today, Josh. And, again, we encourage everybody to get out to the Cabin Fever Reliever on Wednesday over at the Lock Barrel Annex in the west end of the school.
Yes, please do.
Noon to 4.
Noon to 4.
All right. Food and fun.
Food, fun, facts, and fellowship.
All right.
And fun.
Thanks, Josh.
Yep, thank you.
See you next week. Josh Benega, Lock Barrel Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here, for Vets Info on the Air.